It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Todd Richard. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Cal. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, really good, thanks. Really good.
Awesome. Nice to hear from you again. Keeping busy?
Yeah, just back at her and another song out there.
At least you can release songs during COVID, I guess, eh?
That's right, yeah. It wasn't easy to do during all these COVID times, but throughout this whole last year, we wanted to get in and get this song recorded and out there, because it does thank all of our frontline workers, to get the big thank you out to them all.
Yeah, it's a great tune. Where did you record it?
We recorded again with, and actually co-wrote it with producer Anthony Fiddler and then Doug Folkins, the three of us. Last year at this time, when folks started doing the 7 o'clock acknowledgement for the frontline workers, I'd be outside banging away on my snare drum at 7 o'clock, and I'd hear other neighbors out there with pots and pans, and it just kept really hitting me about what it must be like for the folks that are literally on the front lines. Like, all of us have some form of scare and danger and all this, where we're trying to be safe, but I just kept thinking about that frontline worker and how thankful, and if there was a way I could put all those drums and pots and pans into a song. So we recorded with Anthony Fiddler in Vancouver, and he just did a magical job on the production, and really happy it's out there now.
Nice. Tell me about the video as well.
Yeah, the video, you know, we had a fan of ours that I didn't know at the time until recently, that he actually has care homes in Vancouver that he owns. And when he heard the song Green and Blue, he contacted me to say he wanted to meet, and then told me that he had these care homes. And he said, you have no idea how much our frontline workers are all at their breaking point, just like a lot of us. But so he got the folks from BC Care Providers and Safe Care BC involved, and they actually funded the making of the video. And we involved all these frontline workers from the Willingdon Care Home in Burnaby, BC. And so when you watch the video, it really hammers home I think it makes a lot of folks realize we really do need to be thankful for the folks that are getting our friends and family through this.
You're so fortunate to have so many good friends and to work with on these projects you're involved with. It's just so great.
I'm so thankful that, like I say, it was just this fan that had been with us for mm-hmm. years, and they heard the song, and he's like, look, you know what, we want to help you get this video so we can really hammer home this thank you to the Angels in Green and Blue. And like I say, the imagery, we had a fellas from Barrett Creek Multimedia did the video, and they just, with the imagery, we hired an actress from Vancouver who just portrayed this character in the song just so well that I've had so many frontliners message me now that are grabbed by the video immediately, and it's really awesome.
Well, the frontliners are fighting that good fight, and they have been for a number of years. So any way we can, or a number of months, I should say. So any way we can thank them, and this is such a perfect way for it too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know the song, we wanted the song to tell the story mm-hmm. where it kind of, but then the chorus, when you get to the chorus, it's a positive message, like, thank you. From our hearts, like the ordinary people, the real life heroes. Like, there's just the Doug and Anthony, when we wrote it, it was just, the words just came out just so perfectly.
Yeah, awesome. Besides the obvious, Todd, what are you looking forward to this year? You want to get out in front of people, I would imagine. Hey,
oh geez, yeah, I think myself and all of us just cannot wait to be able to be part of a concert and to actually put on a concert and be able to play for a lot. Like, we do our virtual show every weekend, or most Saturdays, myself and my one guitar player. We've been doing it since last year, and it's great having the virtual crowd, but as you know, there's nothing better than being at a live show and getting to really connect with people. So fingers crossed we can get there this year sometime and get some shows happening again.
Yeah, for sure. In the meantime, Todd, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, the best way is I pretty much live on Facebook like everybody. And I've got a music page, a Todd Richard music page, and I've got my personal page, and along with Instagram and Twitter. Those those are the three I use mostly, and my website at toddrichard.net. But folks can just come on Facebook and say hi and shoot me a message or send a friend request.
That sounds good. Awesome, Todd. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new tune, and we'll talk again for sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Cal. I really appreciate this, and I hope you guys are doing good out there, and stay safe.
Todd Richard on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.